Do you guys remember Uber Pool before this whole COVID thing started? For those of you who don't know, Uber Pool is when a couple of passengers share a ride. You pick them up from different locations and then you drop them off at their destinations, like a bus, basically. So a lot of times, people sitting next to each other would get on each other's nerves, or somebody would be trying to FaceTime their family, the other person is talking on the phone, talking over them, all kinds of stuff, or unwelcome advances from guys to girls, like guys trying to get the number, keeps trying, keeps getting rejected, and I'm driving there giggling, like, dude, just gotta stop, just enough, you know, stop trying. Or here's an interesting one. The opposite happened. A lesbian hookup in my car. I picked up this really hot looking girl. And then after that, I picked up another girl who kind of looked like a guy. Very masculine. You know, definitely the guy of the relationship. So, it's just, you know, very rough around the edges, you know. And they started talking. And they hit it off. And literally at the end, he was just like this. He's like, all right, so let me get that number from you. Just like that. I was like, wow. And she went with it. She's like, 702, nah, nah, nah. I'm like, wow. That shit worked. Like, straight up dominant. Like, didn't even flinch. Didn't give a shit. Just like, straight up. All right, I'll call you. And she just like, he literally just left. She, I should say. She literally just like, all right, I'll call you. And she just got up and left. Like it was meant to be. Like he had that on lock from the beginning. You know what I mean? That's how confident she was. I was like, wow. The other passenger who got shut down from the should take some freaking notes from this person. Yeah, but like I had a lot of different Uber pool stories and I'll do separate episodes on those. But the lesbian hookup was one of the funniest ones.